and Kim Burge, and the Good Stuff program. Our sponsors here, a Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find them on Facebook and follow them at northdakotacowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And safe driving wishes for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. And of course, from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn.
And is your morning cup of coffee kind of getting lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. It is packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag related. Your morning routine just got a lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And you're right, Mike, we're very close to Christmas. It's coming up on Monday.
Do you have something Christmassy to share with us today on the Good Stuff?
I do. Well, I think I should continue with my 12 Days of Christmas correspondence.
Oh, we got to update everybody. Yep.
Yep. So, okay, where we left off was December 18th. Here's December 19th. Dear John, when I opened the door, there were actually 6 geese a-laying on my front steps. So you're back to the birds again, huh? Those geese are huge. Where will I ever keep them? The neighbors are complaining, and I can't sleep through the racket. Please stop. Cordially, Agnes.
Tune in for more from Agnes on the next edition of The Good Stuff, huh?
Yeah, something like that, indeed.
Do you suppose I can get by with a politically correct night before Christmas recitation?
Possibly. I don't know. By who?
By Clement Clark Moore, and revisions by Andy Nelson.
Well, so, we can give it a try.
Let's try this one.
What can they throw at us?
Right. 'Twas the night before a non-secular holiday event, when all through the house, not a living organism was stirring, not even a small rodent with a pointed nose. The stockings were hung by the fuel-efficient natural gas furnace with care, in hopes that a person of exalted stature named Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their fire-retardant jammies, while visions of Nutrasweet-laden tofu danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my follically-impaired headgear had just settled down for a short winter's power nap. Then when out on the roof there arose such a unharmonious noise, I, not wanting to break a hip, cautiously emerged from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I walked like an OSHA employee, tore open the shutter, and threw up the sash. The moon on the mammary glands of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but an economically-sized sleigh and 8 less-than-regular-sized reindeer, with a vertically impaired elderly driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be a person of exalted stature named Nick. More rapid than eagles, his enslaved exotic ruminants, they came, and in a premeditated indoor voice called them by name. Now fast runner, now artistic impressionist, now interpretive dancer, and lady of the evening, on asteroid, on cherub, on cannibalistic leader, and drunken stupor, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricanes fly, when they meet an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the enslaved exotic ruminants they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and a person of exalted stature named Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little cloven appendage. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, a person of exalted stature named Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in artificial animal hides from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a traveling salesman trying to support his family just opening his pack. So his eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks had a rosaceous rash, his nose showed signs of drinking, his amusing in a strange way little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was white as an albino Caucasian. Some anti-smoking nicotine gum he held tight in his teeth, therefore there was no smoke encircling his head like a wreath. He had an ambiguous face and a little round abdominal goiter that shook when he laughed like a large man does when he laughs. He was plus-sized and big bone and right jolly elderly elf, and I laughed with him, not at him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went right straight to work. He filled all the stockings and then turned with a quick movement, and laying his finger aside of his nose would normally blow, but instead gave a nod and up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a noxious weed. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Oh, to heck with it! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, that was good, Mike. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening to The Good Stuff.